Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday. And boy, oh boy, 1 week.
One week
with the new president.
You know something? These are my closing remarks. It's about something I looked up online under the U.S. Department of Labor. Because I was curious as to who benefits from DEI.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I couldn't believe that DI was just for black people. So I looked up in the department, the U.S. Department of Labor. And in the order of participation, in the order of significance, mm-hmm. the number one recipient of DEI, the number one benefactor of DEI are white women. White women benefit disproportionately more than anybody else. Because you got to remember what DEI is, diversity,
equity and inclusion,
which was a big deal for women too. Now, who benefited the most was because you could, if you hire a white woman, you get to have a white and a woman, but you check off the DEI block. The number two recipient is the Hispanic and Latino population. This is in order of relevance within the DEI department. Next on the list was Asian Americans. After that, the most participated person was Native Americans. After that was people with disabilities. So now when you get rid of DEI, y'all, you're getting rid of things that helped people with disabilities. Also, the next benefactor after that was veterans. DEI, veterans, because veterans fall under all the color brackets. Veterans fall under women. And veterans fall under disability, too. They're getting rid of that. People who served our country are going to lose their benefits. The next most benefited group, I don't know the initials. I'm not trying to be funny. But the LBGT, whatever, however you say it. I'm not trying to be funny. It just
LGBTQ.
Okay, that community.
Plus.
Okay.
That's a plus.
That's over with. Y'all can get out of line too. So Asians, veterans, Hispanics, Latinos, you get out of line. They ain't finna do it no more. And then the most least beneficial for DEI programs, Black Americans. Black Seven. Americans was last on the list. Now, what's hurting us are these other things. Civil rights, affirmative action been gone. They're removing Black history from schools. This is directed directly at us. That's directly at us. And I got news for you. This thing that Lyndon Baines Johnson passed, that's bigger than DEI. That's taking away Black people's basic civil rights. See, all this, we're going to make America great again. I just want y'all to see what they're doing. They're getting it back when we didn't have civil rights. The basic right of the Constitution is the pursuit of happiness. That's in the Constitution. Well, Lyndon Baines Johnson said, well, that's not what we've given Black people. We're going to give it to them in 1964. That's out. Man, y'all ain't been paying attention. Then they showed him picking up that Latino that had on a Latino for Trump's t-shirt. ICE had picked him up. See, all y'all that was for Trump, now you got to ask yourself, is Trump for you? Regular white people, I have news for you, man. You finna suffer. Because them eggs, I don't know if you looking, them eggs ain't moved. They not finna move. But it's some stuff that's going up, though. Prices is up. Auto prices is up. Oh, okay, so you want to buy some eggs, but you can't buy no car now. So now you can't get a car to go get no damn eggs. Man, y'all drank the Kool-Aid and fell for it. This dude came in here, man, with broad sweeping. He pardoned all of those people, not some of them, all of them. What? No, we're going to look at individual cases. No, you beat a cop, you shot a cop, you can go too. The head of the Oath Keepers was at the Trump in Washington. He was there. One of the Oath Keepers, the president, he got 20-some years because what he done was so vile. They gave him 20 years. He out. Then some dude just got shot and killed by a police officer who was released from the January 6th. But he had a gun. I was stunned. I got to just tell you, I'm not happy for anybody getting killed. Don't get me wrong. I was stunned that a white man was killed by a police officer. I was stunned. I was stunned. So, those are my closing remarks. You voted. This who you got. Stop being surprised, because he is what he said he was. And he doing it. So hang on, y'all. Buckle up tight. Get your relationship together with God. You're going to need it. Those are my closing remarks.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.